Funding for The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio comes from the Helen Jones Foundation and from Citibank. Citibank's award-winning app delivers features that are redefining mobile banking, like the ability to turn your debit card off if it's ever lost or stolen, and the ability to raise ATM and spending limits. More information is at citibankonline.com. Citibank, member FDIC. Support also comes from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. See the stars of tomorrow on the stage today. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Explore, dream, discover. And from Lubbock's Cultural District. Always creative, never flat. More information is available at lubbockculturaldistrict.org. Good Friday morning to you and welcome to The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick. Dr. Sarah McCoyne is Director of Bands at the Texas Tech University School of Music, and the University Symphonic Wind Ensemble has received an invitation to perform at the prestigious Texas Music Educators Association Convention this next week in San Antonio. I dropped by Dr. McCoyne's office in the School of Music to visit with her about the band program and about the band's performances. So, Sarah McCoyne, there is a huge organization in the state of Texas called TMEA, Texas Music Educators Association. What is that?
It is the largest state school music education organization in the world. And this conference is the largest of its kind in the world. And it represents elementary school, junior high school, collegiate ensembles, professionals in every medium, choral, string, winds and brass. It's an enormous event.
It's a big collection of Texas musicians.
Absolutely.
Of all kinds.
The best of the best.
Educators, performers, everything.
Yes.
And they get together once a year?
Once a year in San Antonio, and various honor groups play, college ensembles play, scholars do lectures and professional development type of activities. There's a enormous exhibition hall for all sorts of things related to the industry.
Right. So this is like continuing education for professionals, but there are also opportunities for performance. Mm-hmm. And you said there were vendors as well that are there, that come to music and instruments and all kinds of things.
Music,
like that.
Instruments. We have a bunch of kids that will go and try out new instruments and horns and gadgets and gizmos, and it's a great time for them.
Wonderful. Well, the Texas Tech Symphonic Wind Ensemble has received an invitation to perform. Is that correct?
Oh, we're so excited. So about every 4 years, you apply to perform at this event. And out of the applicants, they select three groups to play. And so we have a highly coveted spot Thursday evening at 8 p.m. at Lila Cockra Hall at the Convention Center. We will perform about an hour-long program for 2,500 people.
So, primetime concert.
Primetime concert. Couldn't be better.
So, what do you hope to accomplish, what is hoped to accomplish in these big concerts like this?
Well, it's just an opportunity to get us out and get the rest of the state, people who know what we do, teachers, students, really talented students that we would like to come to Texas Tech, have our alumni get to touch base with us and hear what we do. It's just an enormous recruiting opportunity. It's an outreach event for my students. I just want them to enjoy sharing and making music.
Right. So this is, like you said, a recruiting thing.
Mm-hmm.
It may be that a lot of people don't realize that, much like athletics,
absolutely,
we have to recruit the best and brightest.
And
a concert like this is for that, I guess.
There is no question. The parallels between that are perfect. So you, athletics, they know who the best quarterbacks are in the state, and we know who the best flute players are in the state. And it's just an opportunity to show what we do and have an opportunity to make interface with these people,
right,
and communicate with them.
And when is the concert?
8 p.m. Thursday evening, February 9th at Lila Cockra Hall in San
right.
Antonio.
And that's in San Antonio. But there's a concert tonight in Himley Hall. Is that
correct?
Yes,
there's a send-off concert, a preview concert at 7:30 in Himley Recital Hall at Texas Tech, free and open to the public.
Right. Same concert?
Same concert.
Great. So a chance for people to come and hear what you're going to do.
This is a really collaborative sort of program, so there's something for everybody. We have 8 faculty members performing at some point within this time, within this hour concert. So we have 3 conductors. Annie Chalux Boyle is playing a violin solo. We have 4 guest artists on the last piece that we're doing that involves electronics. And it's just a blast. There's something for everybody in this concert.
Tell us a little bit about you. You're director of bands here at Texas Tech. Is that right?
That's correct.
Great. So what all are those responsibilities?
Well, I have amazing people around me. I have 2 other incredible directors who do their job really, really well and are great teachers and make my job easy in with respect to them. So my individual teaching responsibilities center around the wind ensemble and head up graduate conducting, but you kind of steer the ship. You supervise everything else, and you're kind of in charge of everything else. But they take care of everything. I mean, they're just, it's easy. They make it easy.
So you have administrative responsibilities, but you're also a conductor.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And you spend a lot of time doing that.
Yes. Most of my time is spent conducting the wind ensemble, programming, doing those concerts, recordings, guest conducting, getting out and guest conducting around the country. Going to Thailand in March. So opportunities to bring what we do out to the rest of the country and the rest of the world.
Right. And that's a recruiting thing, too,
Absolutely.
When you're outside the university.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Graduate students and incoming students and teachers.
Right. Mm-hmm. Do you teach as well, like in the classroom?
I teach a wind literature class to graduate students in upper division undergraduate classes. We teach conducting and advanced conducting at different times on rotation. So I do some classroom teaching like that.
Right.
And then we have graduate seminars and so on that are classroom oriented.
Right. And of course, you know, the Tech Band, that's a deal.
Everybody
knows about it.
Everybody knows it.
And you're the director of bands.
I am the director of bands. My colleague, Dwayne Hill, does the marching band, the going band, and I have told him many times he's a big man on campus. But there's such a presence here. When I came here and saw the amount of people that were vested in band, and a lot of that is with the going band is very visible, but the history that's behind my area and the people that and teachers that are out that have been part of it, it's a big honor and responsibility to keep that moving forward, and I hope they're proud of us next week.
They will on Thursday.
It's going to be exciting
to see what's going on at Texas Tech. Well, best of luck both tonight for your concert here at home that people are welcome to come to in Himley Recital Hall at 7:30, or next week in San Antonio.
Thank you so much. We're looking forward to it. Little tour beforehand, it'll be a lot of fun.
Where are you going?
We are playing at Vandergrift High School, which is in Austin area. It's one of the best high schools in the state. And then we're playing at Westlake High School. We have an alum there. And then we will be doing a morning sort of open rehearsal at Reagan High School, where another one of our alums is in San Antonio. So we're getting to branch out that way, too, and recruit that way.
So here's recruiting, too, because you get to go into these schools.
That's exactly right.
But you also use your contacts to get into the good schools.
That's exactly right.
So there's a plan.
There's a plan.
About all
there's
of this.
There's always a plan. Yes.
Right. Well, good luck. Hope it goes well.
Oh, I appreciate it very much. Thank you for the opportunity.
Dr. Sarah McCoyne is Director of Bands at Texas Tech University's School of Music. More information on the Symphonic Wind Ensemble, the band program, and the music school is available at music.ttu.edu. Thanks for tuning into The Front Row.